Buff Nation!
Let's go! The gang is back together.
Back together, man. Very special day here for the DNVR Buffs podcast. We got our guy, Uncle Neely, a.k.a. The Pregame Show, right here in the flesh.
Yes, yes.
I'm here.
Right,
I'm
here. Here.
I can feel y'all. I'm here.
Your hands are warm.
Hey, you know, you don't know where they've been.
We're starting off already.
You don't know where they've been. You know, I rode over from Boulder with Jake. He knows where they've been.
Oh, my God.
Here they've been in the car. Like,
yeah.
Can't even get the presenting sponsor in before we're already going crazy. We're presented by Illegal Pete's.
That's where we should go for lunch.
So I was telling him we were driving in. I was like, that's where you get the best
burrito
in town.
Legendary. I said, we're going to put that to test.
Let's go.
Yes,
put
sir.
That to test.
The go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we got the man here in the flesh, man. What's up?
I cannot complain, man. I love the digs. Like, this is awesome. I enjoy the show, enjoy working with you guys, you know, the chemistry, camaraderie, and then to be here.
Yep.
Like, I'm feeling it, man.
Let's go. You know? Showed you around a little bit. Got a taste of the bar when there's not a million people in there.
Yeah, got a taste of the bar, you know, got a taste of the elevator. You know?
Ah, yes.
Nice historic elevator.
Rumor is oldest elevator in Denver.
Yep.
I can believe that. Yes. I can believe it.
The building was erected. Don't do it. In 1919.
Why did he look at me on erected? Like
1919. So that elevator has been around a long time.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Awesome environment for a live show.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On a Friday. For a holiday weekend. In a bar. Like, what could go wrong?
Everything.
Do you want to really answer that question?
All right, I got a question for you, Neely.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, I'm sitting on my couch, hanging out. Get an Instagram notification, pull it up, start reading it to Allie. I'm like, man, Neely, so nice. Said some really sweet things about us. Go back to it, deleted, gone.
Yeah, let me tell you.
He was like, you know what? I don't want to say like nice things about
our kid. I got to tell you what happened. I still have that cut and paste to post it.
All right.
So I'm no expert at it, right? So I had this montage of us, and it only did like 50 seconds of it.
Oh.
And it was 3 minutes. So I went back and I culled it into like 3 50-second things. Watch it drop soon.
All right. Yeah. I was like, man. No, man, he was like, you know what? I actually changed my mind on our
But when I went to press play, it was like, man, they missed the best parts, like the balls part. You know, they, like I can't post it like that. You got to have that in there.
Fair enough.
It's coming.
Today's moving day, though, for a lot of people. Landon Beebe put out a post saying just thank you to everyone. He's excited to be here. Coach Prime had a fantastic tweet. Did you see this, Ryan?
No. Oh, I think so, actually. Yes, about dogs in the building.
Oh, yeah. He said, I heard some dogs in the building in Boulder, Colorado. Don't be alarmed. We're expecting them today. Let's go.
That is a banger.
It's a good crowd, man. They are arriving. You know, when you and I were pulling off, some folks are coming in.
Yep.
Right now, they're moving into the dorms and getting situated. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
I love that. There's just something about it when everyone gets into town and the weather's nice and everyone's moving in and like it feels like the beginning, the real beginning of like the next chapter.
Exactly.
Because it's football again.
Yep.
You know, we hit this wave going into the spring game, right? And then, you know, May comes and there's finals and graduation and people going back home for a little summer break. When they start coming back for that strength and conditioning program, you're like, I'm only 9 weeks away. 9 weeks away from, you know, summer, from fall camp starting, and then that's another 4 weeks to the first game. So college football, you just love the countdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need something to watch and something to count down. So this 9 week portion here sets up for the 4 weeks of fall camp, and then we go to TCU, man.
Yeah,
99 crazy. Days now.
99 days, man.
Got 99 problems and TCU ain't one.
let's go.
Quote me.
Speaking of strength and conditioning. That has been a very successful endeavor so far for Coach Mo since he got here.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to see what he does with another block of time before these guys play football again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he is into the metrics, the measurements, and not just just focusing on the drills and the discipline part of it, but putting that all together. And he's another guy on Coach Prime's staff that knows what it's supposed to look like.
Yep.
You heard of the school called Georgia?
I have heard
National
of
National Championship?
Yeah.
He was there. Then came to Jackson State with Coach Prime and got us 2 championships back-to-back. And now he's here in Colorado with the staff he's assembled. And when you look at the data from the spring, man, it's just phenomenal the changes that he's getting in these guys' bodies and their strength and their conditioning. And now he has a new crop coming in, you know, with more to work with. They're already at a certain level, and now he's going to bring them up even higher. So we coming.
Who do you think was most impressive in that first spring strength and conditioning period.
I got to go with Rock, man, Tyler Brown.
Yep.
You know, you had 16 offensive linemen there in the spring, and only two of them were charting above the national championship averages, above the pack averages. And he, by far, was the strongest one and blowing everybody out. And it wasn't like, you know, 560 pounds to 540 pounds. It was like 560 to 380. Like, he was killing it.
Yep.
And so I think he gets it from the strength standpoint. And I'm going to go with Jimmy Horn Jr. on the speed and agility. Mm. You know, the guy won the broad jump. Like, he had the best broad jumps in spring camp.
Well, that's the crazy thing. It's like, we're talking about a guy, a young college football player who's running a sub 4.440,
mm-hmm.
and a guy with a 40-inch vertical, and a guy who had the best broad jump. I mean, we are talking about a freak athlete.
Yeah,
he
is, man. So I'm going with Rock, Tyler Brown, going Jimmy Horn Jr. You know, if you make me pick one, I'm going Rock. You know,
yep.
but I got to put Jimmy in there as well because of what he does with that frame. You know, you look and say, oh, he's a small receiver. Okay, he's a big dog though.
Yep,
like he brings it, man.
And I think Rock sets such an incredible example for, like, what was coming with Coach Prime.
Yeah.
Because you have, you know, a guy who was a good player at Jackson State and gets here, and he told us when he was sitting where you're sitting, essentially, like, yeah, like, I had to attack the weight room differently because mm-hmm. I don't want to leave any doubt about whether I can play in this conference.
Exactly.
And, man, if he didn't show up, transform his body almost immediately, mm-hmm. and then just grow and grow and grow and get stronger. And I wonder what it was like for a lot of those players who aren't here now when Tyler Brown showed up from Jackson State and just started mopping their asses in the weight room. They're just like,
because again, man, it wasn't close.
Oh, shit. No,
yeah, it wasn't close. Yeah, he was doing it. And he has taken that challenge, you know, personally. There's no pressure with it. But he understands that there's going to be scrutiny on his play and his ability coming from a quote-unquote smaller conference, smaller school. Can you run with the Power Five? And if he has shown anything this spring, is that he indeed can and will.
Yep.
Because, again, man, it wasn't close. That dude is strong.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Prime talks a lot about dominating. He was certainly dominating in the weight room.
Yes. Yeah, Tyler Brown was dominating, but we noticed after the spring game in the post-game media, Travis and Shador, man, they just look so much bigger than before. I mean, Coach Mo, he's bringing the most out of these guys, even guys that he's worked with before.
Yeah.
So what do you think
Coach
is the
most?
Big, yes.
I like that.
Coach Mo.
I like that.
What do you think has been the, I guess, the big difference between Jackson State and here to get those guys just up at this new level?
I think just a different level of focus. You know, they are the same guys, same intensity, same drive, but locked in even more now. You know, so they're not doing anything they haven't done before. They just never rest.
Yeah.
You know, Travis Hunter is not the kind of guy that's going to hit a goal and then say, okay, I'm good. You know, so what you're seeing is a progress because of his personality, his work ethic. So it's not so much a Jackson State CU thing or a SWAC or Pac-12 thing. It is Travis Hunter's thing. So, you know, when you look at his college film, you know, these next couple of years and he goes to the NFL, the NFL can expect he's going to be better because he keeps doing this. Same thing with Shador. They don't settle.
Yep.
They don't say, oh, man, I've made it. You know, that's good enough. They keep on pushing and pushing. And I think that's the difference. You're going to continue to see their bodies change and develop. They're going to get stronger. They're going to get faster. They're going to get leaner. Travis is going to get heavier. You know, he's going to have to bulk up some because, you know, eventually he's going to get tackled.
Yeah.
you need him with some weight on him. So I think you're going to see in this next 9 weeks their bodies develop even more, specifically getting designed to play football.
Well, and I think the other thing that gets lost when you have the level of fame and hype that guys like Travis and Shador have is when they come to college, they are kids.
Yep.
They are slowly becoming men.
Yeah.
And just naturally, as you grow older and your body matures, your frame becomes, you know, willing, you know, able to put on more weight.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are actually growing up in the literal sense as they're, you know, progressing through here.
Man, I was watching a video yesterday. I was interviewing Shador after a Jackson State game, of course, in Jackson, Mississippi, and just his facial structure from then to now. I was like, man, mm-hmm. this guy's growing up right before my eyes.
Yep.
You know, it's only been like 2 years, and he no longer looks like he's right out of high school. He looks like he's been in college, you know, plus some. Like, his body is really changing right before us.
And
Coach Most.
Yeah, exactly. it's gonna, like, there's no cap on when that can stop.
Oh no.
Not Travis Hunter talking about playing at 195 pounds would have seemed unfathomable when he set foot on campus at Jackson State. Now it's like, yeah, I mean, he just keeps getting more chiseled. You know, his shoulders keep getting more broad.
And not losing speed.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
That's amazing, yeah.
Not losing speed. Same thing with, I mean, if you look at Jimmy Horn Jr.'s bod, you know, like the muscle that he's put on in the spring and still running as fast as he can run, and will tell you, I got 16 speeds, I'm only using six of them. Like, he's he will tell you, I ain't hit it like I can hit it yet. Like, it's phenomenal, man, what they've been doing.
And what's crazy about Jimmy is he's built in a way, like, you know, you would say he's small if you just look at the numbers on the paper.
Yeah.
But, like, he's going to run through some tackles.
No doubt about it.
He is strong and he's compact.
Yeah, that guy's quads, man. And like, when he squats and with the speed, he's going to definitely break some tackles. Well, first of all, I don't know if he's going to break a lot of tackles. Hell, because people aren't going to touch him.
He's going to run away from him.
Yeah. You got to grab him to tackle him. So if you do grab him, he's going to break most of those. But he's a phenomenal athlete, man.
I remember a highlight from early in the spring when he just, like, took a slant and, like, just curled it up in between the safeties, just gone.
Yeah.
Yep. Just Deshaun, like, Jackson. Turn,
yeah, exactly. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. He's got, like, that Deshaun Jackson speed and Stephen Smith, not Stephen A. Smith, but Steve Smith, you know, Panthers. He's got that attitude.
Steve Smith was actually the first name that came to my mind when I saw him practice in person for the first time. I was like, oh, man, he has this, like, this strong build for being so small.
And then a mentality that he doesn't know he's small.
Yeah,
right.
You know, like, yeah. Steve Smith didn't know he was small. Like, what are you talking about? Hey, little guy, come here. Like, yeah. I got your little guy. Yeah. And then he's fighting the dude 6'5 in the end zone, you know, and body slamming him.
Steve Smith was, talk about a dog.
Yeah, absolute dog.
Look for Jimmy Horn Jr. to have a lot of Steve Smith in him this season. I'm telling you.
Let's go. Love that.
Maybe that's something we should do. Pro comps for the players on the roster right now.
Yeah, man.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
We'll get crazy.
What's going on in Boulder right now? We've got this camp coming up on Tuesday. Yeah. What's kind of the build up to this thing?
Man, the response has just been phenomenal. When you look at the online registration, we're getting close to 400 now. You know, have committed to come to this JUCO / walk-on camp. And you just look at the math. How can you not get 20 guys out of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with 10 of those guys really being able to help you and contribute immediately, just out of 400 people showing up.
We keep saying 1%. Yeah. If 1% of these guys are ballers, you know, that's half of your remaining scholarships, or if they're not quite scholarship players, you know, 2% of them are good players. And, you know, you don't even, like, the second and third percentile, those are your great walk-ons.
Oh, yeah. And going to show that hunger and passion on special teams and really, you know, do some banging out there. So I'm looking forward to those guys and the impact they're going to have and following their stories from this camp to making the team through the summer, through the fall. And then seeing that guy in that Rudy situation, you know, playing a game this fall that was a walk-on. And then, you know, Coach Prime is taking the camp show on the road and going to Houston, going to be hosting the Prairie View at HBCU. And then 1st of June, going to Atlanta to do a camp at Morehouse, another HBCU.
Awesome.
So one of the things that's just phenomenal about that approach is Coach doesn't fear, you know, competition like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he was at Jackson State, right there in Jackson, hosted the camp, and invited all the coaches, including coaches in the SWAC, and said, man, shoot your shot. You know, everybody can't come here. Everybody can't play for me, and I don't want everybody to play for me.
Right.
But if you can talk a guy, you know, if you come to your school, and man, they're here with me, do what you can do.
Right.
That's so dope.
That's confidence.
That really is.
Yeah.
Not as if we've ever questioned his confidence.
Oh, yeah. Confidence is his natural odor.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's his cologne. But you just don't see that in college ball. You know, people have camps that they're hosting and it's just for them.
Yep.
But what he really says is like, no, man, this is about these young people. And the more opportunity they have to go to college for free and change their lives via NFL, who am I to just say, no, you only got to perform for me and nobody else? So I'm inviting all other coaches, particularly coaches at the HBCU level, man, come in and get some of these guys and upgrade your programs as well.
Yeah, the people who think that he only cares about himself will have a hard time digesting that.
Yeah. And I don't know what more this guy has to do to prove that he cares about more than just himself.
Well, there's nothing, because the people like us three will know that he cares about. I mean, the amount of people that he cares about and wants to do right by and all this stuff, we'll know that. And the people who are saying that he only cares about himself, they don't want to see any of that. So they got their blinders on and they're just going to hate.
Haters are going to hate. Okay. And then you pop the wheelie and ride off. But it's he understands the spotlight and the attention that he draws, right?
Yeah.
And so he understands that, hey, RK, come sit next to me so some of this light will shine on you. You know, that people think that, or the haters think that I'm doing this for me, but it's about the people around me. Yeah. You look at the how his assistant coaches, you know, have risen, you know, following him here. You look how the program has grown. You look at the pregame show, DNVR. Look at all the mm-hmm. folks that he ancillary touches that benefit from his presence. And he ain't sitting here, you know. But folks will take that. Yeah. Oh, that's big time. Yeah. That folks will take that attitude. Say, oh, he's just doing it for him. He's just, you know, showboating. Well, you know, you don't see these other coaches who are coming to these other camps saying that. They know if this guy's the draw and he's getting 300 kids to show up at Morehouse, let me go and see, can I get three of them?
Yep.
Three that I never would have seen and had the ability to get on my own.
And I just love the atmosphere that they're going to have at this camp. 300-400 kids.
Yeah.
The competition level of like, hey, 1% of us might end up playing for Colorado and Coach Prime here. Like, I can't imagine what kind of opportunity that's like. You get like 1 day, 2 days to catch someone's eye.
Yeah.
And like, I assume that is going to be some hungry football people.
And then they're sitting there watching at home right now going, man, I got a 1% chance that I'll be in the DMVR podcast live one day.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yep. That's the real driver.
Got your own shirt. Hook you up with a menu item.
Speaking of menu items, real quick shout out to Shador's number 2 barbecue sauce.
I had some Shador's number 2 on my chicken thighs last night. It was funny because like Allie hadn't had the Shador's number 2 yet.
Oh yeah.
And I like, you know, was making it, I pulled it out. And she said, oh, you, God.
I was going to let it go.
There was like a long enough pause there that I was like, oh, they missed it.
No, I didn't miss it. You were saying you pulled it out.
Anyways, and I pulled the chicken out of the oven.
Oh, the chicken. Okay. All right.
And she was like, oh, you didn't use insert barbecue sauce that I've always used.
Insert barbecue.
And she said, and I was like, no, I think I actually like Shador's better.
It really is good.
Yeah.
No, like it really
you've
is
had
a good sauce. Yeah. Yeah, it really is good. Wait. I've had the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had his pulled out chicken.
Oh my God.
I've had the barbecue sauce. Yeah.
This
like
is good stuff right here.
I've had this.
I would love some like new black and gold branding on there.
Yep. It's gotta be coming. Go to PLBSE.com. For a limited time, use the code ALLCITY, all caps, all one word at checkout. You'll get 10% off your order, Shador's number 2. And then shout out to Shady Rays. It's been sunny, Neely.
It has been sunny.
Wasn't too sunny the past week. How did you deal with that?
I didn't know what the hell was going on, man. Like I got back to Boulder and there's just smoke everywhere. Like, what is going on?
It wasn't our fault.
It wasn't.
No, I blame Canada. I heard Jake told me it was from Canada. It was those pesky Canadians.
There's a South Park song.
Yeah,
about
it is. I'm totally with it.
Let's go. Shady Rays has you covered this entire summer, though. Every single pair backed by lost and broken replacements. Even on day one, if you don't like your Shady Rays, you can exchange them for free. For the Memorial Day, we have a sale going on right now. Go to ShadyRays.com and you'll get 35% off all their sunglasses.
35.
And you can try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people.
And speaking of, we need to be rated 5 stars by over 250,000
people. Yes, we do. Apple Podcast listeners, come on. We need you. You're coming on fairly strong.
Yep.
A few reviews have come through, but Spotify is just crushing them right now.
5-star reviews on Spotify, more reviews on Spotify.
It's crazy, man.
Come on, Apple.
I think Neely actually just pocketed that bottle of Shador's.
No, it's over here. Yeah, I did.
He's like, it's mine now.
It wasn't a game, you know.
We started this week talking about Coach Prime and his expectations that he set. He had some kind of event. And then you and I were talking in the car just about expectations. And you said you didn't remember, but I'd love to hear again what you said.
I was just, you know, going off his vibe, man, which I thought was excellent. He did an event with Athletic Director Rick George talking to some folks to support the athletic programs, and someone asked him what his expectations were. They specifically asked him what he think the record would be.
Yep.
And he said, well, I'm not going to go there because, you know, that'll go viral, but I will tell you that we're going to exceed your expectations. And I think that's true. I think you can throw out you know, 0-11 records like that. And I think you can also throw out undefeated because we're rebuilding. But we're definitely going to be a better team than people are giving us credit for. I think that folks have not really grasped the level of talent of this coaching staff and their football acumen, but also mixed with the level of talent that is being brought in. You know, when you look, we talked about those metrics from the spring practice session, spring conditioning. Those were new guys leading the way. And now there's a bunch of new guys that are just as good, if not better than them, at these same kind of metrics, augmented with this high-level coaching ability. I think people are going to be surprised. These folks out here going, oh, man, two games best, three games best. I think you can double that at a minimum.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I love that he said, I'm going to exceed your expectations, because it's been a running theme on this show that I just keep saying, like, well, I have to set my expectations for Coach Prime higher, because every time I set an expectation for something, keeps surpasses yeah. it. It's yeah. like, I remember when he got here, you know, the first day after he you know, became the coach, we're talking about roster turnover. And I was like, I mean, he could probably turn over, I don't know, 30, 40 players on the roster. Like, that would be an insane lift, but I bet he could do that. You know, 50 to 70 players later, whatever number you want to use. It's like, damn. You know, with the freshman class, we were kind of like, I was kind of making excuses before they needed to be made, just saying like, hey, you know, he got a very short period of time.
Yeah, temporary expectations. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
It's like to turn around this incoming freshman class, like, you know, he's got like a month or whatever it was at the time to turn his class around. Boom, top 25 class in the country. It's like, all right, well, I got to stop trying to guess what it's going to be, because every time he just blows it out of the water.
And that's what I was telling Jake in the car, man. It's like, that is, it is just, it's going to exceed whatever it is you're thinking.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to exceed your expectations. You know, when you talk about impact of the freshman, you look at a guy like, you know, Dylan Edwards, who, you know, was flying back home to go to his prom. Like, these guys left high school in December and already here working.
Yep.
So it's contribution across the board, and I think that's going to equate to a better, higher standard on the field than people are thinking we're going to do.
Yeah. And I mean, even – and then you go back to the spring transfer portal, and it was like, you know, the expectations nationally were incredibly low. I had reached the point where I'm like, I'll just see what happens now. But, you know, people were saying, well, there's just no way he can fill out all of the players that he just pushed out after the spring game.
And look what happened.
It took like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It took 2 weeks, and they're bringing in guys like Alton McCaskill and Omari.
In a two-week period, you had 53 go and 42 come.
Just crazy. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
They said there were people out there saying, oh, Colorado might go into the season with 60 scholarship players. Took a week to have 60 scholarship players.
And even right now, speaking of scholarships, as it relates and attaches to the campus and what we're discussing, he still has scholarships in his back pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's managing the scholarship process like it is the salary cap in NFL. You know, he is not exhausting all of it, you know, because there's a certain number you get to travel with and a certain number to actually play. So he's going to go into August and even through the fall still with the ability to bring people into this program, because, as you know, scholarships are annual, and if you put them all out there from now to next May, you know, it kind of hampers recruitment.
Right.
So he is going to get it done without using all that he has in the toolkit.
Yeah, and I mean, he's already to the point where if they needed to play a game tomorrow, the roster is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so now it's all just, well, does Charlie Offerdahl earn a scholarship? Does he get one? Obviously. You know, that we still haven't accounted for Shiloh. Does someone at this camp impress so much that you want to put them on scholarship? Mm-hmm. And then you still have five more after those three.
What a beautiful problem.
Yep. Yep.
What a beautiful problem. We're coming.
We are coming. We put out a graphic earlier in the week, too, talking about where these players have gone that have left the team. And you kind of reposted that with your own thoughts. But were you shocked at all when you saw this graphic and how many kids... There it is on the screen right now. How many kids are uncommitted, and just how little Power 5 talent there was on this roster?
No, I wasn't shocked. But I say that from a place of fortune, being the guy in the room.
Yeah.
You know, watching Coach Mo work with them, seeing the weekly metrics, watching their commitment, looking what they brought to the table, and not prejudging anybody based on, you know, the past fall at 1-11, but just measuring for where they were. And so when guys decided to hop into portal for whatever reasons, I was not shocked that biggest bar down there is in the uncommitted, you know, and then some of the smaller conferences, because you saw that, you know, and if you want to play the cards face up, aren't we all chasing the SEC?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, are we all trying to, you know, to accomplish what Georgia's and Alabama's have accomplished?
Absolutely.
Yep. And you don't see a person on that list that, that went to SEC schools.
It's one of the first things that stood out to me. There's two big conferences. It's the SEC and the Big Ten. Yeah. You know, the Pac-12 is trying to figure out a way to get into that conversation, mm-hmm. same as the Big 12. Right now, it's the SEC, clear one, Big Ten, number two. One player ended up in those conferences from here.
Yeah.
And it was a, not to take away from, you know, the player who ended up at a good football school, but it's a pre-existing relationship with the head coach.
Absolutely. Right. There's a slight asterisk by that. Yeah. It's not just ability, it's relationship in that one. And so to answer your question, Jake, circle back to it. No, I wasn't shocked, but I do think, once again, that here everyone was doing the hand-wringing and crying to the wind that, oh, man, look at all these people that are leaving. What are we going to do? There's no way we can win with that many folks leaving out. And I said even then, well, you know, let's see how attractive they are to other people.
Yeah. I mean, to go back to the Power 5 thing, though, it was, what, 12 guys that stayed in the Power 5? I think 8 of them went to the Pac, stayed right. in conference,
yeah.
no ACC. So there's only 3 guys that went outside the Pac that stayed in the Power 5.
Wow.
That Yeah, that's
three
crazy.
3 out of 53.
And next week, probably, we'll do the one of where everyone's coming from.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll also recreate the production because we did the production out. Mm-hmm. We'll do the production in.
Sure.
We'll,
that's fair. Like, that's fair.
SEC, ACC, Big Ten. I mean, these guys are coming from everywhere. And
even these JUCO kids, man, they're coming from the JUCO, like, national championship yes. teams and stuff.
Man, fist bump.
I got you, bro.
Because that's where I was headed. Like, just this JUCO camp next week, man, and the guys that watch. Just watch.
And it's not going to be true of every single player, but also go look at the records of the teams that these guys are coming from.
Yes.
They're winners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got all these. Why are there so many guys coming in from Florida State? Well, yeah, because Florida State had a stacked roster with players to be picked off of. But also, that's a 10-win football team.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between 10-win culture and 1-win culture. And just having those guys who know what winning takes, they've seen it, even if they weren't starters on those teams, they're just part of a winning culture. It's a lot easier to
absolutely
instill that if you're Coach Prime.
But you even see that when the NFL is drafting people.
Absolutely.
You know, you take a guy, a linebacker, and his metrics across the board are equal with 3 other guys, they're going to pick the guy from the program mm-hmm. that already has that professional culture.
Yep.
You know, that already knows about the work ethic and strength and conditioning and how to carry yourself. They're going to say, well, hey, give me that guy, you know, from Coach Smart, or give me that guy from Coach Saban, and now give me that guy from Coach Prime, because I know I don't have to do that much of an NFL orientation for him.
Yep.
And it's the same thing with guys who come here. You're attracting guys from schools that have been winning, and they have winning cultures and winning organizations. And now you're putting that in your locker room where you got another extension of the coach saying, hey, don't do that, or hey, do this, because we're trying to win and win now.
To go back to our guy, Bishop Thomas, I mean, the scout team player of the year at Florida State, just his floor as a player is already so much higher than all these guys that left, really, but yes. just any other player that you could really get in the portal right now, just because he wasn't playing and he was able to be the best scout team player, shouldn't really even be seen as a knock yeah. because, as you mentioned, this is a very talented team that could afford to actually lose some of these pieces. I mean, granted, some of them that are coming here pretty nice and probably could have still played at Florida State, but the yeah. point remains.
I do have to point this out, Phil. I looked up at the monitor there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just happened to glance at the monitor. And I want to say to the studio's guests here, the people in the studio and the co-host, and more importantly to the folks at home watching around the world, that logo across the bottom, I'm actually playing with my phone. Like, I know it looks like I'm doing something else when I do that, but my hand is not just, you know, it's my phone down here. So it's just, you know.
I wish I got you that before you got yourself.
I was doing this and I looked at the screen. I said, "Wait, that looks." They look like wait, like that. No, it's phone.
It's like, man, you really think that point Jake's making is great?
Now I'm gonna turn red.
All right, we got.
I'll make another good point, Jake.
We got a little. Got a little bit of news to get through today. Go ahead. What do you got?
Thank God we have some news.
Something other than where we were going. Because we've been pulling out chicken and pouring sauce on thighs.
Oh, man. Our guy, Danny O'Neill, the quarterback in the 2024 recruiting class for the Buffs, is an Elite 11 finalist. So in the running to be one of the top 11 quarterbacks in this upcoming recruiting class and a chance to compete amongst the rest of those top 11 at the Elite 11 camp. I don't know who runs it anymore. I think Trent Dilfer used to run it.
Yeah. Yep.
But, man, this is huge.
And so he is a finalist. He's not in the Elite 11 yet.
Not yet. He's posted, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't know exactly how many finalists there are. But for a three-star quarterback, that's not very three-star of him to be included in the Elite 11.
No, that bodes well, man. Yep. That bodes well. And that's one of the things that, you know, that to watch this summer, that quarterback room take place, shape up and whatnot, because you never want to see, like, this dramatic drop-off between QB1 and QB2.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just necessarily – God forbid something happened in game, but you really need a quality QB2 for practicing for the scout team, you know, because that person has to get the defense ready. And so it's going to be interesting to see, like, how this forms and who moves up to be right behind the clear and present QB1 and how they push each other and grow this team.
And it's something that we thought might be addressed in the portal, but it's one of the most difficult positions to find because – anyone who comes here knows they're coming to be a backup.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Usually guys don't enter the portal to go be a backup somewhere else. So it's a challenge. You got some young talent in there for sure, and Staub. You got Wiseman coming in. You have Drew Carter, the more experienced player. Mm-hmm. Or did he stay?
No, Drew Carter.
Okay, he's gone.
Yeah, it's Wiseman, Allen, and Staub.
Wiseman. Oh, Allen is the walk-on. Yeah, that was the Allen. Third one yep. I was thinking of. So it's all young players. They're going to need someone to step up.
Mm-hmm. Something to keep your eye on.
Yep.
There were a few offers that came out yesterday. This was probably the most notable. Also from Butler Community College, Isaiah Walker. He has been everywhere. So he entered the portal after playing at Butler Community College this last year, committed to Purdue, signed with them, then asked for his release, was granted that yesterday. And then it came out like an hour after he posted that CU had offered him. He was a former four-star player, played at Florida and Miami before obviously going to Butler for whatever reason, and then was teammates with Kareem Harden last year, who is coming in now.
Yeah. Sheesh, he has played a lot of ball.
We're going to need more sauce.
Also, Colorado offered 2025 offensive tackle and Georgia commit Micah DeBose from Mobile, Alabama. This is a top 20 recruit in the 25 class, the fourth-ranked offensive tackle. He committed to Georgia on the 16th of January, but we have a year and a half more than that until he has to actually sign on the dotted line.
Mobile, Alabama, where Jake and I met.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. Yeah? Yes, at the Senior Bowl.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Yep. Jake came up and was like, yo, listen to your podcast. Nice to meet you. I was like, let's go.
So he was kind of standing a little bit, you know.
Like, yeah.
Followed you around.
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
No,
I'm not going to lie. I was really nervous meeting you that time. Not going to lie.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm going to. What's the time stamp on this? I'm going to go ahead and clip that out.
But that's where I met my boy Dre.
Yep.
And Dre and I just started building a relationship from that day, really.
It's all right.
Crazy how it works.
It is.
Now we're here every day.
And then Colorado also offered 2026 wide receiver Jonah Smith out of Modern Day High School.
There you go. Build the pipeline.
Yep. They've been attacking those pipelines pretty hardcore.
That Florida pipeline has been amazing.
Oh, man.
It's Colorado is Florida West, man. It has been amazing to see the number of guys, whether they're Florida State guys or just Florida residents, you know, no matter where they were coming from, that are now in Boulder.
Oh, yeah.
Has this pipeline just barely been tapped? Like, are we just barely seeing this?
Absolutely. Yeah, but I think that's just, you know, the quote-unquote prime effect. You have a lot of folks who believe, right, and they're coming, and they're excited about it. And then you have some folks who have just got their foot in the water, and they're watching.
Yep.
And they want to see, like, how competitive, you know, this is really going to be this first season. And I think that floodgates is really going to open up after that.
I mean, I don't think we're that far off from a world where Colorado is the fourth best school at recruiting Florida, like Florida, Florida State, Miami, Colorado. And maybe they could jump one of them.
I was about to say, I think we jump one of those. I think you eventually, with the success that we know
is really
coming,
down right now.
I think that we jump one of those.
And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I believe that.
I guess Georgia is obviously going to compete for those Florida guys too. But there's a cool thing. Like, you know, we just learn new things when new experiences come across our plate. But like, there's very much a pride in those guys who come from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it means something to them to play for a coach who has that same pride in where he's from. Like, mm-hmm. you can clearly tell that that matters and that helps in the connection. And I think of it the same way as if I were a player and there was a coach at a school in, let's say, Florida, but he was a Colorado guy, you know, and he yeah. loved Colorado and had that, you know, that same feeling about players from Colorado. Like, if I wasn't playing for CU, I want to go play for him.
I just want to make one adjustment. Say football player, because you are indeed a player.
Okay. If I was a football player.
you's a player.
Neely, I want to ask you about Coach Chaney and what he's like, because he's also from that area,
mm-hmm.
and he's coached a lot of these guys. And to me, he seems like the real kind of weapon and driving force in getting those guys from Fort Myers and that area to Boulder. What is he like? What is he like with the kids? How does he recruit?
Solid guy. You know, he and Coach Prime go way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have been friends, you know, 40 years or more, and was brought here to be, you know, the kind of professional development coach, to the mental wellness coach, to check on guys and make sure their transitions are smooth. So you will find that he has, you know, whether you have that kind of good cop, bad cop with coaches, you know, that he has a direct relationship and impact with the players and meeting with them and making sure they're good and what they're going through. He's just a straight up phenomenal guy, man. Always positive, always pushing the positive to them, letting them know what it takes to be successful in life, that you're going to have adversities and this is how you overcome them. You remember years ago, people started adding quality control coaches,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, adding analysts. Mm-hmm. You're going to see more and more of these professional development / mental health coaches on staff.
That's great. It's great. I mean, honestly, just the more resources that these kids can have around them, the better.
Yeah. Cause it's, you know, I hate to use the word pressure cause it's overused and it's not really any pressure, but these guys go through a lot and the yes. world is watching and the, you know, the presence of social media and impact it has on their lives, both, you know, good and bad. And so having someone to kind of help you navigate that and help you keep the main thing mm-hmm. is what a Coach Chaney does.
I mean, I think it is pressure and, you know, you could use any word you want, but these kids are uprooting their lives. They're leaving, in most cases, their parents' house for the mm-hmm. first time of their life. They're probably in the hardest schooling of their lives. And on top of that, the most is being asked of them on the football field of their lives. Like
it snows.
Out of nowhere, yeah. their lives have just been turned upside down. And so not like certainly there's going to be some guys who just take everything in stride. But it's not surprising that some guys are going to need resources. They're going to need help. They're going to need a shoulder to cry on, you know, someone to ask advice, whatever.
Yeah. And Coach Prime has really built this staff where everyone has that role, including good old Uncle Neely. But but the tip of the spear is Coach Chaney, you know, where these guys, you're not going to be in this Colorado organization and say, well, I didn't have anybody to turn to. I didn't have anybody I could talk to. You know, I just felt alone. There's somebody on that staff that you're their focus. Yep. And helping you be successful in life is their focus.
Love that.
They're like, I talked to Uncle Neely, he just made me blush.
Because you're a player. Just don't pull your chicken out.
Oh, my God.
You ever played rugby?
I am a brother from Mississippi. Like, I saw my first lacrosse game a couple weeks ago when I was here, and it was women's lacrosse, and it was phenomenal. And now I ain't played no rugby, man. Come on.
Shout out to the American Raptors at Infinity Park.
Shout out to the Raptors, but I have played.
Well, Neely, if you didn't get the opportunity you wanted as an elite athlete, you can check out the opportunities at Infinity Park, and rugby just may be your next ride.
Just this morning, brushing my teeth, looking in the mirror, and I said, I never got my opportunity as an elite athlete. I just had that thought. Look at this.
Perfect. Wow. You can head on over to Infinity Park. They've got all kinds of athletes from all kinds of backgrounds, football, basketball, baseball, soccer, track and field, wrestling, and they're all playing rugby. You can go and watch them in person at Infinity Park. Tickets are just $10. Children 12 and under are free. And if you can't make it, you can watch all of the American Raptors matches live on ESPN+.
I never played rugby either.
You've been around a lot of sports, Jake. And you play rugby, so perfect question. What do you think about the size of the rugby ball compared to other balls?
I feel like this is a trick question.
He's learning.
Yeah, he is. He's getting good.
I will tell you, it is different playing with a rugby ball because you carry it like an egg almost sometimes. You don't carry it like a football.
And he wanted to answer.
So yeah. It is a it is weird. I don't even like the texture of it.
No, I don't know about the texture of other balls.
Oh, it is crazy, God, though. Like, when you watch rugby, it is a whole sport of fullbacks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everyone that watches football loves the fullback.
Yep.
It's just all fullbacks.
It's a great game, man.
Short guys, like, huge arms, huge legs, just smashing into each other.
I thought you said Jake played.
I did play. I played wing.
Oh, okay. This must be the one non-fullback.
I was scoring,
brother. Missed his opportunity as an elite
athlete. Oh, wow. Shots
we gotta
fired.
Get that on the hat. I missed my opportunity as an elite athlete.
Shout out,
Breckenridge. Speaking of hats, man.
What's
up? Can I tell you something about a hat?
Yeah.
I'm wearing the camo CU hat. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, man.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out to Memorial Day and all the families, you know, who've lost someone in service, man. You got to rock some camo this weekend. Remember Memorial Day.
That's great, man.
It's the reason for it.
They're giving you all the good gear, huh?
You see, hey, you know, I wish they gave me this. Boys. I bought this one. I was like, I got to have that. But no, they, you know, hey, there's some great gear up there, man. So I can't hate. Smitty's a good man.
There you go.
Shout great out to Breckenridge Brewery. We've been crushing them here at the DMVR bar. You got to come here for a game sometime. Maybe an
I
NBA
do.
Finals game or something. And see the DMVR bar. And
I was watching the videos during the Western Conference Finals and checking out the decibel meter, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy
in
here.
Yep. Yes. I think we got to 117 when they finally, like, when they got the block to win game four.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask y'all this. How great is it to be a Colorado sports person now? Like, you got just a perfect storm taking place out there.
Well, and the Avalanche won the Stanley Cup last year. You know, you have this Nuggets run right in front of us. Coach Prime comes in to save Colorado football. Like, I'm in heaven.
Sean Payton shows up.
Yep, Sean Payton shows up.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. Because it's, I think, and I'm coming from the outside looking in, people lose sight of what a sports environment Colorado/Denver is, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you get here, you're like, damn, that's right. They're like major sports teams here.
Yes, and great fan bases.
Yeah.
Let me finish this real quick. You can go to
right ahead, sir.
www.breckbrew.com to find a Breck Brew near you.
There's
you can get the Mile High City Golden Ale, my favorite, the Mountain Beach Sour, Strawberry Sky, all that good stuff. Shout out Breck Brew. We were talking a little basketball in the car, man.
We were. Yeah, we were.
You catching the Nuggets fever?
You know, yes, because of the environment, and I love to see my friends be successful. But no, because I'm not a bandwagon guy. So I'm not going to, you know, move the boulder, working with Coach Prime, doing the pregame show, and be like, that's my side. I'm now, you know, a Nugget. Like, you know, I'm historically either the Pistons or the Knicks because I was kind of, you know, anti-Jordan guy, you know, because he just palmed the ball every time he dribbles. Kind of got away with traveling, that kind of thing.
Oh,
but,
man.
But, yeah, so I love what is happening here, though.
Yeah.
So I love, you know, leaning against the wall and watching the success of the Nuggets and, you know, hopefully winning this championship. But no, I haven't hopped on the bandwagon. Did I say hopped the bandwagon?
You did say that.
I haven't hopped on the bandwagon and just, you know, go full in that I'm a Nuggets guy now. But wish him the best.
But if you like basketball, you like watching that team play.
Oh, absolutely. I love basketball. And what Murray and Joker are doing is like when I was growing up watching Stockton and Malone. You know, it is poetry in motion, man. I love watching it.
Just a lot less problematic.
A lot less problematic.
Ryan, yesterday I've got some of the votes from our draft.
Oh, I never checked in on that.
You are up 57-42%.
Let's go. I love winning.
That's a big gap.
It is. Yep. I don't think Jake's beat me in one
this
yet.
This is fake news. I'll say that. I drafted the better team.
Yeah, but numbers don't say that, though. Mm-hmm.
You know, guys, you still have 4 hours.
You see how you got louder? Like, you kind of cut me off?
You have 4 hours to get a vote in for me. Help me out. DMVR.
How many votes are on the poll?
Only 99.
Oh, damn. You have a chance. Don't do it. Don't do that.
Help me
don't
out.
Don't do that.
All right, man. You guys have been killing it with the thumbs up, but we'd appreciate it if you haven't already to smash that thumbs up button. There's a lot of people in here.
What do we have? 382? Is that what I'm seeing?
62.
362. We can get to 500.
Yeah,
easily.
Let's get to that by the end of the show. All right, guys, what questions do you have for Unc over here? Miko, Uncle Neely, and guys, do you think CU will get a backup quarterback?
We talked about that.
Yeah. I think that'll happen. I think that, you know, law of averages, you know, the kind of guy we're describing who understands I'm going there to hold down the second, to better the scout team, to be ready should my number be called, particularly with, you know, older guys or even grad students, I think you have the opportunity there for that to happen.
All right.
We got a super chat, a super sticker from Eddie. Pear character punching the air with fist and bump written on his knuckles.
Nice.
That's lit.
Good super sticker.
G-Bad, Uncle Neely has to spill the tea on Shiloh. What's going on with Shiloh?
Saw him just today, right when Jake was picking me up, doing a dance battle with Coach Prime. You know, so he's here, and I think you'll be seeing more of him. Is that enough tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll be seeing more of the Big 2-1 Head at Gang CEO.
We've been trying to get him to announce wherever he may commit on the show here.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a showman, so great guy.
I figure we could set it up like the decision.
Yeah. I don't think people are going to be shocked at the decision.
Robert, are they having a cookout for the team on Monday?
They are. They'll be, you know, welcome back in a Memorial Day recognition. And so Coach Prime is getting the guys together and doing an event for them. And don't eat all that barbecue because Tuesday, Coach Mo has them.
Oh, oof. Maybe I should come. I'll help clean up the barbecue. I don't have to see Coach Mo.
Out of all the new guys coming in, who do you want to interview first?
Wow.
That's a good one. Oh, man. I'm not going
to. Can I nominate someone for you?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Reggie Young, our guy from Liberty.
That is a good one.
Do you know his backstory?
Yeah, that's a good one, man. Yeah. That's a good one. But here again, this is such a great problem.
Oh yeah.
You know, normally your situation is like, oh, that guy.
Right.
But I mean, hell, you got 42 to choose from.
I would nominate Alton McCaskill.
Yes, I'd love to see that.
He scored as many touchdowns as a freshman as Colorado scored last year as a team.
Yeah.
He's a dog.
Yeah. Both good choices. Can't go wrong.
Stay tuned. Jay Brown with the $20 super chat. Shout out to the Big 3 crew.
Let's go.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
So, like, basketball-wise, Big 3, like, who are we? Is there a lot of historical Big 3s out there?
It's true. I mean, I'm in a Nuggets mindset, so I'm like, all right, who's Jokic? Who's Murray? Then you could choose, like, MPJ.
Now, let me be the guy who's going to keep it real with you.
All right.
So 47 years, first time in the finals. There is no Nuggets Big 3.
There is, though.
Well, give it to me.
I just did.
No, I mean, historically, like.
Oh, like they're all time Big 3? Yeah. I mean, fair enough. We could go like Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, but you don't like Jordan. So.
Well, it's not that I don't like him. He's a good guy.
We should go with the Pistons then. Chauncey, Rip, and Ben.
All right. Well, I get to be Chauncey.
That's why I picked it.
There's some great Big 3s out there, though, man. Like, you know, you had KG, Bronny. Paul Pierce, and either Rick. Allen or Rondo at the Celtics. Yep. You know.
Bron, Wade, and Bosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of – everyone acts like it's a new phenomenon, but it's been –
Clay, Steph, and KD.
You can go way, way back to Run TMC. I'm dating myself with Golden State. You know, Chris Mullins and Hardaway. Like, they were doing it, man.
I like the Pistons one, though, because I get to be a Buff. Then you guys can duke it out. I mean, you got the beard to be Ben Wallace.
That's great. I'll be the mask.
There you go.
Ben Wallace, man. Hall of Famer from an HBCU undrafted.
There you go.
Kind of matches me.
Ben Wallace, man. He was – I've never liked a player more who had no offensive skills.
But could bring it.
Dude, just such a dog.
Somebody said we look great together.
The block shots, like, so strong down there.
It's you, Jake.
It is just me. I know. Thank you.
And no, you lift us up. You know?
Yeah, of course. I know.
Yeah.
Elfriddy again. Okay. Sorry. What is the difference in the coaching staff, JSU to CU? And is Coach Zimmer coming like he did at JSU? This is an elite coaching staff.
So I do want to point out the last part at first. We have a Coach Zimmer. Andrew Zimmer is here.
Yes.
Graduate assistant working with the tight ends with Coach Brew. Who is the nephew of the Vikings coach Zimmer. Mm-hmm. Got a little segment coming on Zim soon. Difference, I don't think there is a difference, and that's because of the Tipper Spears Coach Prime. So I think that whereas you have some defensive minds, you know, such as a Dennis Thurman from Jackson State and Coach Dancy, who was head coach of Mississippi Valley on the defensive staff, mixing them with the Charles Kelly, and they all have this Coach Prime mindset that you don't realize you're in a different place, different atmosphere, because the standard hadn't changed.
Yep.
What else we got? Also from Elfriddy, ask Uncle Neely which players are already in town. Do you even know? Is it just everyone showing up?
Yeah, like everyone's you know, would be in today and tomorrow. Most of the first timers are absolutely getting in today.
Let's go.
They're doing the dorm move-ins, you know, as we speak, and having a, you know, welcoming a little Boulder event later today. So it's happening while we're here live.
Also, just because I comped you to Ben Wallace doesn't mean that I don't think you have offensive skill.
I do have the ability to offend, so I'm offensive. I offend Jake Daly, and he just rolls with it and takes it. You know? I think he likes it, honestly.
Key says, when will players be back in pads?
That's August. Yeah, that's August. You know, this is
long time.
Going into a 9-week window. It's just focused on strength and conditioning. And then you can have player-led, player-only practices. So you'll see Shadur and his receivers out there doing some 7-on-7 stuff the next 9 weeks. But the first time that we are back in pads and really doing CU Buff football will be that last week of July, first week of August. And that rolls you right into week one when we get on the road to go to TCU.
Oh my God! Are there any visitors this week? There's about 300 of them coming in.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like
400 official unofficial visits.
Yeah. And man, this is like years from now. But even the youth camp has like a couple thousand kids registered.
Wow!
Like this? Are you kidding me? 2,000 like 10-year-olds.
They're gonna have to open up the lower practice field.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna be all over the place.
Wow,
that is crazy.
A huge response to it.
Start them early.
All right. Chris is asking, sounds like the pulled out chicken sandwich should be a thing on the DMVR menu.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Shador's number two, some pulled chicken.
Oh, man. That's a killer.
I could go so many places with that, but I'm going to. I'm trying. Do like Coach Pride. Thank you, Lord. Just work with my mouth. Don't let me say what I'm thinking right now.
What's your favorite Colorado beer so far?
I haven't had one, man. I'm not, until they become a sponsor of you guys' show and our show, we're not going to say what I'd like to drink.
We'll hook you up some Brett.
Yeah, I need some of your beer. Like, I'm not a beer drink. I'm a vodka guy, but like I said,
okay.
I'm not even going to say the name of them.
What type of guy then?
Yeah.
Shaquille Oatmeal. Love the collab. Question for Uncle Neely. Do you think you will bring back the mid-game big play interviews? I always thought that was very creative.
That is the plan. You know, we're massaging that, not the chicken, but the concept of the player interviews, because I think you guys saw where no coincidence, shortly after Coach Prime attended the conference meetings, the Pac-12 mm-hmm. is adopting allowing in-game interviews.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We knew exactly where that came from.
So you can see the connectivity to that. It was something that we were able to do at Jackson State and certainly hope to continue here, because one thing that Coach Prime is big on is, like, he doesn't care if it's a bad play or a great play. You can't just talk to the cameras when it's going well. You got to talk when you mess up. And so he holds them accountable to that. So looking forward to it. Don't know how much of it – you know, we'll, I know none of it will be live, but it'll be some package stuff post game. And, you know, is it premature for us to tell the world right now that we're going to be doing stuff post game?
No, sir. No.
Yeah. So if you like the big three and you like two sauce, you know, you're going to get more of it this fall.
Yes.
Because you'll be seeing this kind of thing post game, and we'll probably have those kind of interviews uploaded.
Which that will be, I mean, so incredible. You know, just an amazing layer to add to our show. If we have, you know, like there, you had so many good hits with Cam Stillman Craig after he made a big play, like, you know, that's he's so smiley after those big plays, he's all hyped up, and like, it's cool to see those guys when they're in their happiest, you know, they just scored a touchdown, they just had a pick, like it's cool to see. So,
and I love echoing that, the ups and downs of the game, to see how them lock back in and shake it off when something doesn't go
right
or doesn't go as planned, and Cam is one of the best at that. And I think, you know, Jake told me on the ride over, you're working on getting Cam on.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, he would love to sit on his couch. Great, great personality.
Can't wait
to have him. Yep.
Can't wait.
I can't remember who we read it from, but the details on the Pac-12 broadcast, they mentioned like exclusive or expanded like handheld camera permission. Does that mean that you're going to be just directly Shooting to ESPN, basically?
It remains to be seen, man. You know, I am open to any and all opportunities like that. I think what we were able to create, you know, back at Jackson State and now doing here in Colorado, marrying whatever the Pac-12, you know, plans are, would just be phenomenal content for folks, particularly from a post-game, you know, standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they've got the lock, rightly so, on in-game stuff, but even feeds that we can do to the Jumbotron at Folsom Field, like this, it's I think that you're going to see a product on the field and a content creation product this fall that has never been seen before in college football.
Let's go.
Awesome.
Let's go. That fires me up.
Like you fired the chicken up? Like you?
Yes, like I fired up the grill.
Do you preheat?
Easy does it, Seth.
I'm like, hey, just Jake's like, no, I'm not letting them go there.
Neely, do you know why Shiloh has not committed? Thank you for the $5 super chat. Easy does it.
No, well, one, personal choice, you know, and then I think there are also timelines involved, you know, as far as graduate students and actually enrolling in school and that kind of thing.
I also think Shiloh's a showman.
Oh, man, he's the best at it. You know, he, and this is just my opinion. When you look at Coach Prime and his, and you compare age photos, like no one looks more like him than Bucky to me. Like they're twins, right?
Okay.
And then when you look at like the athletic part of it, and that persona, you know, it's Shadur. Like they are spitting images at it. But when it comes to like that personality and that showmanship, oh man, it's shallow.
Yes.
Like they are. And I think they rub each other wrong at times because they're so much alike.
Yes. Like, well, and they kind of both are jockeying to make the room laugh or whatever. Yeah,
like
it
they
is.
Like they are spitting images of each other as far as their personality and drive goes, man.
It is really fascinating just to see the different, like how each child kind of just like gleaned a different part of Coach Prime.
Yeah. And enough of it that it makes you convinced that he's the one who's just like him. And then you spend time with the other one, like, no, it's him. No, it's him.
Yeah.
You know, but they all got it.
Another super chat from Joanne.
Uh-oh.
He says, first off, thank you for the $20 super chat. He said, this has to be the regular Friday morning show.
We need our other barbecue sauce.
Oh, it was holding it up?
Reinforcements.
Yeah. I'll steal it after the show.
Did you hear the super chat, Ryan?
No, I missed it. Oh, it says, regular Friday morning show.
Yep.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I like hanging out with Neely on Fridays. And,
you know, I can't think of anything better. Well, I can't think of things that are better. But nothing I would share on the air live.
Key asking, Neely, which JSU transfer besides 2 and 12 do you see having the biggest impact?
Well,
someone with the last name Brown.
I think it's, and that's where I'm going, and I think that's relative to 2 and to 12, particularly number 2. This team is blessed with a superior quarterback. You know, college football, it begins with the quarterback play. Yep. And this Pac-12 has yet to see how truly good and gifted Shadur Sanders is. And part of that success is making sure he's upright, you know, and not being flushed before he's really flush. And so that's why I'm going with Tyler Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you could have gone with Jeremiah Brown, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Jeremiah was in the weight room this morning working out, so he's – Jeremiah's going to definitely have some sacks. Like, he can get back there. He has a motor. But as it relates to the success of two, another transfer, give me Brown again.
Yep. Yep.
All right. From Travis, Neely, you going to be twerking at DMVR tailgates at CU games or just flat out working with the team / content? Would love to meet you.
You know, it's both of them going to be working. And looking forward to meeting you, Travis. We're going to be working at the tailgates.
Yep. Yes, sir.
You know, we're going to be working in the locker room and on the field.
Well, and, you know, not to give away too much because I told everyone we'll probably put the final stamp on this in the next week or so. But, like, when we go on the road for a couple trips, we'll have something on Friday night. You know, for people to come do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I heard it here first.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, obviously you're going to be busy on game days, but we might be able to get you out to the bar on Friday night for a couple pops.
It's never hard to get me out to a bar on a Friday night.
Let's go.
Doesn't take a lot of arm twisting.
All of our guys. Sean Camp. What's up, Unc? He says, I have your artwork being worked on as we speak. I'll deliver in person at Morehouse and take you and the whistle to lunch if schedule permits.
Schedule will permit, man. I appreciate that. My man was at the spring game, you know, kicking it, and good to see you on the live chat. And we'll be going over to Atlanta. That's the camp, that's the HBCU camp that Morehouse is hosting with Coach Prime for. Because here's what Coach Prime recognized. I know you guys are Colorado guys, mm-hmm. right? It could be hard to get here. Mm. You know, from other parts of the country, you know, sometimes you got to take two flights, three flights. Yeah. And then when you land in Denver, you drive to Boulder. So that's part of his rationale, like, hey, let me go to Georgia, and we're going to get these Georgia and Florida guys come to that camp. Let me go to Houston, South Texas. We're going to Texas guys come to that camp.
Yep.
And, you know, the ones you're hosting here, of course, you'll pick up, you know, on the West Coast and Pacific North coming down to it. So looking forward to being there at Morehouse, man, and seeing the talent there. And, of course, those guys are for the future. You know, those are guys that you're looking at to come here and have an impact next year. Recruiting in college football never stops.
Oh, no. And if it does, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, it never stops.
Travis wants to know if you're more offensive or defensive-minded regarding football.
Oh, interesting question.
Very interesting question. I'm more win-minded, and so whatever wins is where I'm inclined. I was telling Jake on the way down here, and you tell me if I'm lying, what I'm interested to see in this CU team is the defense side of the ball.
Mm.
You know, I think because we're familiar, you know, with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback, and we're familiar with now Travis going to be playing more receiver, that our optimism with Sean Lewis's speed, like, we're kind of there. But part of our success is going to be stopping people, not just trading points with them. You know, not just like you're playing Madden with your buddies in the dorm room, or whoever has the ball last wins.
Yep.
You know, we want to avoid that kind of ball and stop some people. So I'm more inclined going into this season with my eyes from a reporting standpoint on the defensive side of it to make sure we can hold people below a certain scoring metric. And as long as we can score above that, we're going to win some games.
I am very much an offensive-minded football person. Mm-hmm. And over the last few years, Colorado has had arguably the worst offense in Power 5.
Yeah.
And the Broncos have had arguably the worst offense in the NFL.
So you've had a lot of fun the past couple
of
years.
So I just want to see a touchdown.
Fun is certainly a word.
You've been spending a lot of time with your chicken the past couple of years, firing up the grill. Not a lot of scoring going on anywhere else. So let's get this chicken, see what this chicken can do.
Whatever you say. Whatever. I don't even have something for that.
All right, we got a few more questions. Miller, hey, Neely, what are your thoughts on doing a new segment with players where they talk about upbringing their character
Absolutely.
And what company would they want to do an NIL
Absolutely.
With?
Absolutely. So if you look back when we first got here in the spring, we were doing these segments called Get to Know, and they were focused on the coaches and the players at the time. It was certainly going to be running that back, introducing the new players that are coming in, where they're from, the high school they played at, just their outlook on life. And the NIL part will take care of itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People like personalities. We want to show their personalities. And if someone chooses to match it up with a product, you know, that's an ancillary part of the reason why we're here. So hope that happens for them. But those kind of stories are definitely coming once folks get here and get settled, you know, through the month of June.
Yep.
All right, last one from Miko again. Uncle Neely, yo, Nup.
That's N-U-P-E. Nope. That's my fraternity, man. That's Kappa Alpha Psi, yeah.
I mean, if you watch this show, you know I can't pronunciate anything, so...
Or do math.
I can talk,
He's good at what he's good at. Just let him stay in his lane.
Limited things, but he's great at those limited things.
What is your favorite?
You're what we call a specialist.
I think I'm more than a specialist. Come on.
You're great at that. Hey, we need a guy, not Jake.
Apparently he can cook.
I can cook.
And he played rugby.
I did play rugby.
And he carries the ball like an egg. Because
I was scoring the entire time. That's why.
Good deal. Come on, let's get to Miko's question. What do you ask?
What's your favorite place to eat in Boulder?
Man, I don't have a favorite yet, but I have definitely been hitting the beaten off the path. You know, just
you've
not
been doing what now?
Beating off the path. Yeah. look, I'm with you. So I've been trying to go to like local places that are just here. You know, not chains and franchises and that kind of thing, but. Finding some cool spots, man. I ate at a Greek place yesterday. Got me a nice little gyro and some of their seasoned fries.
Okay.
It was pretty good. I walk around and look for the kind of hole-in-the-wall places that don't have marketing budgets. You know, when you walk out with the bag has a grease stain on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
so yeah. I've been finding them.
Honestly, it's a little bit lacking in Boulder.
It is. But so when you find one, it's exciting.
Yes.
You know, you look for one in a strip mall down in the corner somewhere.
Yep.
You know?
I sent Darius like a 30-restaurant list. I haven't heard back. Like, did he go to one of them? I don't know.
Come on, Darius, reach the people, man. Let us know the restaurants.
I want to.
But I'll say this.
Brown bag list would be good.
God bless the restaurants in Boulder. But here's the challenge for me. Man, Chef Solomon, Carl Solomon, you know, sat down with Coach Prime when he first got here and just really revamped, you know, the menu on campus. Hell, you don't want to eat anywhere else. Yeah. Like, it's good.
That's fire.
That's huge. And Coach Prime would tell you, like, mama wants to know two things. Where's her son going to sleep and what is he going to eat?
Yep.
And he's got both of those taken care of. This is a great time to be in Boulder.
I'm hungry.
Time for some illegal pizza.
Yes.
This was a blast, man. As always, always enjoy having you. Well, we enjoy having you finally in the studio.
Wait. You've never had me. You don't enjoy having me.
We enjoy having you on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. I enjoy being on the show, Jake. I enjoy sitting next to you. And I had thank you for the lift from Boulder.
I got you, bro.
Here. We had great conversation in the car. You were able to keep your hands, you know, on the steering wheel.
Also, a good driver. One of the many things I do well.
I saw some things I wouldn't have done, you know, but we made it.
I love that Magic City Wings are getting a shout out in the comments right
now.
Yeah,
it said that they ship too. So maybe we're going to a camp in Atlanta, you know. So
there you go.
Can hit up Magic City and bring some wings back and ship them, you know.
There you go. All right.
There you go. We're off Monday.
Ah,
Memorial Day, man.
Yes.
We are twerking on Monday. Let's go.
But we'll be back some point on Tuesday. I don't know if it'll be at 11:30 because I'm going to try and get to this camp.
Okay. Yeah. We'll find out.
So stay tuned. We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday, though. Sco Buffs?
Sco Buffs.
Sco Buffs.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.